könnte mal sagen, this shit is crazy.
This shit is crazy.
Du bist
crazy.
Very welcome, everyone, to my second solo episode. I saw that my first solo episode had a lot of listeners, actually, so I thought, okay, number two is following. So this time, I would like to share with you a couple of reasons why we skip school. And a disclaimer at the beginning, I know that there are a lot of good schools out there. I'm not talking about these schools. And I'm talking about compulsory schooling in general. Of course, there are beautiful schools out there, beach schools, whatever. You know what I mean. So, yeah. I mean, there are a million reasons to not go to school. But for sure, there are a couple of reasons that apply to my family. And the first and I think most important one for me at the moment is my natural rhythm and my kids' natural rhythm. Because with any kind of schooling, it's impossible for me to have him live with his natural cycle, with his natural rhythm. Yeah, and just imagine growing up without having to set an alarm clock. I mean, that's a game changer. Since a couple of weeks, I don't set an alarm clock anymore, and it changed my life. I mean, for the better. I thought I would be so unproductive and so lazy and all of these things. But in the end, hell no. I'm way more productive. I'm so much happier and everything. So I want to give that opportunity to my kid as well, to just be free and live with his own cycle. Because what I really think is all of that 7-day week, 2 days off, 5 days working, learning, whatever, I don't really believe in that. First of all, I don't see it in nature. And secondly, all of that artificial cycle or rhythm, I don't see it in nature. I don't see it in the sun, the moon, and the stars and everything. So, I mean, we are nature beings. And the thing that guides me through life is nature. So I really see the benefits of being raised and growing up in an environment where most of the people around us are living in harmony with nature, in harmony with the cycles, and that are not living this, yeah, whatever crazy system that is. And just imagine, I mean, if you feel like going to the beach at the morning and just spend time at the beach, whatever time, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I don't care. Isn't that way more valuable than stressing out your kid to bring it to a place where there isn't even a guarantee for success? There is no guarantee for success in school. So I wanted to trade that for a peaceful morning, for a lot of together time in the morning especially. And I didn't regret that at all, honestly. Yes, and the second thing is interest-based learning. My kid went to an unschooling school quite some time, but even there, his interests weren't covered. At the beginning, yes, and while he was growing up and when he became a little bit older, this wasn't enough anymore, and they couldn't deliver what he needed. So he decided to drop that as well and just stay home and do whatever. And this interest-based learning, I think that's the most valuable thing. First of all, I mean, I'm coming back to that over and over again. We are nature beings. We're coming from Mother Earth. And I don't really see why an artificial system has the audacity to tell me or my kid what is important in life and what to learn and when to learn, what age, what time, what day. I don't see that at all. And for everyone who is like, oh my God, my kid is gonna miss out on so much and is behind, and no, I don't think so. What I learned in the last couple of years of unschooling is definitely to let go of that expectation and let go of that programming, because this fear of failure, of failing your kid, your kid's future, is being afraid of the system, nothing else. Because if we take a look long term, I mean, they're not lazy. If they are healthy, supported, nurtured, and happy, they're going to learn. And they're going to learn so much more based on their interests, guided on their soul path, whatever, than, yeah, compared to school. It's just hilarious. And I think they will be way more successful like that, because being responsible for yourself, the self-sovereign lifestyle, I mean, what else is there? That's the only thing. And I need to say, I went to school 13 years. I studied for 10 years. And it took me at least 13 years to de-school myself from all that programming, from all that stress and expectations. It went so fucking deep. And I don't want that for my kid. I want him to know that whatever he is interested in, that is the way to go. And if that changes in the next second and there is something else, dude, go for it. I mean, we are free. We're here to enjoy the planet, enjoy our experience here. And I think it's time for a big shift, a big change. And yeah, I think the biggest work as an unschooling mom is not your kid. It's yourself. And I'm very sure about that. So, and I think interest-based learning, there's an emotional component. And, you know, when you're really happy and into something and you have this emotional bond with a topic or whatever, it's so much easier to learn. So why not giving them this opportunity? And to be honest, like 90% of the stuff I learned in school, I never used it in my real life. And what is that even for a crazy concept? First of all, you have to learn for years and years and years, and then you can start living. What if we completely destruct that and call it just life? Because I think learning is life and living is learning, and this is all one thing. The experience is the learning. And a lot of methods I saw, I mean, I'm a teacher and I went to school quite some time and I've been looking into a couple of schools. Some of the learning methods reminded me of, prison. And I don't really want him to experience something like that, because learning is a joyful thing. If you see it as it is, it's a joyful experience, and I don't want him to have somebody taking away the fun in learning. Yeah, and I need to say, my parents always told me, it's so important for your life, for your future, for everything, and blah, blah, blah. I had my doubts as a kid. I'm not gonna lie, I had doubts, but I wasn't sure if I'm right or wrong, or if I'm just a crazy little asshole that is always against everything. But now I'm 33, and now I'm pretty sure that this whole experience of going to school didn't make sense. Another thing I need to mention, maybe, I've been working also with plant medicine, and what I saw one time was that I had a couple of teachers that really touched my heart and that really supported me in everything. And it doesn't have to be a teacher at all. I mean, we are all teachers and we can all support each other. But what I figured out is, without this support of these couple of teachers, my life would have looked very, very different. Because at home I didn't have support, but at school these couple of teachers, they made the difference. So the important part is support, unconditional support. And I love it to give that, you know, if you're capable of giving that to your child, to your kids' friends, anyone. That's just awesome. Yeah, and the next point, it's my favorite point, socialization. People are always like, oh, your kid, he's not socialized, blah, blah, blah. I doubt that, to be honest, because he's spending time with 0 to 87-year-old people. And I mean, you can't find that in school, can you? So what kind of socialization is it to sit in a classroom with 30 other same age kids all the day? I don't see the benefit. It's not like they're working with each other or anything like that. So, no. And most of them, I mean, at least that was true for my school experience, most of them came from families that I would not want my kid to spend time with. So, doesn't make sense. And sometimes I've been talking to my parents about that I don't really like the kids at school, just a couple of them and these kind of things. And my parents always said, yeah, you can't choose who you spend time with. And guess what? I can. I figured out I can. This as well was a fucking lie. And if you're strong enough, you can choose who you spend time with. And you should. And you should. And I think kids have the right to spend time with different aged people and not only with the same aged people. I mean, what are they going to learn? Don't get it. Yeah, and a very important reason, especially at the beginning and schooling, homeschooling and all these things was propaganda. Because I saw the rise of LGBTQ plus whatever in Germany when my kid needed to enter school. And I didn't really feel that. I wasn't sure about it yet. Now I can say, thank God I trusted my intuition and followed that guidance. And there is so much more. I don't know if you know that in Germany it's forbidden to deny the Holocaust. And just to tell someone you cannot question something, for me, this is a good reason to question something. I don't say I'm denying the Holocaust, dear government, but what I say is a lot of things I learned in history in school was just not true. So there is so much propaganda and programming taking place in these institutions. I think we can skip that. It's time to skip that and to be truthful and to be honest and to search for the truth. I think searching for the truth is a thing that I always wanted to do as a kid, but I wasn't really allowed to do. And I think, yeah, all this lying, all this propaganda, it's the root of all evil. It's the root of whatever is happening to humanity at the moment. And if you look behind who's funding the school system, I mean, this is a podcast on its own. I'm not going to go into the details, but who's funding the educational system is clearly not my friend. So skip that. Yeah, I'm just happy that I followed my intuition in that part and didn't really, yeah, give in. And another reason for me to skip school with my kid is misuse. And I want to call it like that because there is a lot of abuse and misuse happening in school. And I don't really see why I should give my kid into this kind of situation. Because at the same time at home, it's peaceful and there's nobody misusing him. So don't really see it. And I'm not only talking about physical abuse, but a lot of times it's psychological and all these gradings and these kind of things. For me, it doesn't make sense because in life, you're only competing against yourself. If you focus on yourself and you go deep, it's the battle with yourself, the ongoing struggle with yourself. And even if you see this differently, I think it's time to change that thing. And there is another thing. I don't really like that my kid is spending so much time with strangers that I don't know. I don't know them. I don't know what they're thinking about different topics and different very important topics. I don't really know who they are, what they feel, and they are responsible for 30 kids at the same time. If it's going good, like 20 kids. But did you ever invite like 30 of your kids' friends and try to manage that? I mean, it's impossible. You can't see every each one of them. You just can't. It's impossible. And I think my kid has the right to be seen. And this is what I'm there for. I am the person, I am the mom, I am the caretaker, I am the one who sees my kid. And this is just a natural thing, I guess. Yeah. And what I really don't like is someone else having authority over me, over our education, over my kid, over his time. Because I would not want that for me. Why would I choose that for my kid? I don't get it. Yeah. What I also don't like is the competition at school. I mean, they need to compete with their friends. Doesn't make sense to me. And this is socialization? I have no words for that. There are so many other reasons, but one thing I figured out is when the shit is hitting the fan, who can you trust? Who can you rely on? It's your family. So family first, always. And government very, very last. Because in very few situations, or no situation, I guess, at all, I ever had the feeling like, oh my God, I'm calling the government and asking for help. Didn't happen yet. So what I think is family first. That is the baseline of everything. And the influence your family has on your kid, on your lifestyle, on the what kind of person or human is growing there, you know what I mean? It's just incredible. And we all have this responsibility. And if we choose to co-parent with the state, we are giving away a huge part of our natural responsibility that was given to us by Mother Earth and God, I guess. So I'm not gonna go against that. And if the government is telling me otherwise, okay, good luck, because this is just a natural law. Anyway, what I want to mention, and I think I mentioned it like 200 times already, but it's time to break the cycle of Stockholm syndrome. And of course, I can send my kid to school and tell him every day, hey, listen, they're all a bit crazy, insane and everything. Don't take it in too deeply, blah, blah, blah. It will leave traces no matter what. And I know that not everyone has the option to rearrange their life to unschool or homeschool their kid or world school, whatever. I know that, but I think we need to form communities. And then it's possible, for sure. But we need to break the cycle of Stockholm syndrome, people. And another thing that really, became more and more important within the last couple of months, basically. This unnatural buildings. I mean, all of that, the materials, the form, the everything, it's so unnatural. And it's not really giving our brains the opportunity to grow and to be creative and to be free. It just doesn't make sense to me. Because if we look in nature, everything is so fluid. Everything is in motion. And then you go to school and you're like in prison? Yeah, good luck with learning there. On top of that, you're sitting around almost all day. And then you have shitty food, you have shitty lighting, and I think overall this is an experience I would skip for myself and for my kid, of course. So now coming to the, I think, most important reason maybe even, is our kids' souls. I mean, they have a soul path. They have something to do on this planet in their lifetime. And I always felt like a kid, like I'm wasting my precious, precious time in this building with these strangers while I have something to do. And I didn't really know what I had to do, but I had this feeling, this urge of discovering what my to-do list is here on this planet. And I don't want my kid to grow up thinking that someone else is telling him what his thing to do is on this planet, because he needs to figure out this for himself, by himself and with himself, and of course with the support and everything. We're a community. But this whole spiritual component, I don't see that in school. I see it as the biggest oppressor of your soul. And I think I'm going to say it again. It's time to change that. And it's time for happy childhoods. It's time for happy kids and the baseline of, yeah, happiness is following your soul path, I guess. At least this is true for me. And to wrap this up, I think we're living in a very, very artificial, fake world, fake system that is driving us far from nature every second, every time we turn on that TV, every time we open that newspaper, every time. And it's time to stop that and to, yeah, rearrange that a bit maybe. And it might be true that we need to support each other. So reaching out to other unschooling families is the best thing you can do. For example, if you need to relocate, then it's nice to have someone already at the place you want to relocate to or you want to take a look at. Because I left Germany with my kid to live a free lifestyle, freer lifestyle maybe. And I didn't really have anybody to turn to. And now I can say, oh my God, that would have been so helpful. So get out there, find a community, find other unschooling families to be supported by. And yeah, trust your intuition. I think that's the most important part, especially for us as moms. Your intuition is your guidance. It's there for a reason, and you can trust that. I'm pretty sure you can trust that more than the government. So enough of me today. Keep that feedback coming. Text me all of your questions. Yeah, have a good day, a good night, whatever. See you soon.
Yeah, bye. Adios. Adios, muchachos. Nee, ich koche jetzt gleich. Ich höre gleich auf zu arbeiten und koche ich. Thank you.